BBC News, I'm John Shea. Palestinian officials say that Israeli forces have shot dead at least 25 protesters in Gaza, hours before the US opens its new embassy in Jerusalem. More than 1,000 Palestinians are reported to have been injured. Protests have been taking place along Gaza's border with Israel for 6 weeks, but have intensified as the US moves its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Tom Bateman is in Jerusalem.
Israeli troops used live ammunition as protests were stepped up at the perimeter fence. The health ministry in Gaza said a 14-year-old boy was among those shot dead. Israel says it is protecting its fence and adjacent communities from a breach by rioters. In Jerusalem, behind a wall of security and armed police officers, the final preparations have been taking place for the new US embassy's opening ceremony. Among those due to speak are the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and President Trump, who will address the American and Israeli delegates in a video message.
The Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi is trailing behind two other political groups in this weekend's election. Partial results show that a political bloc led by the Shia cleric Muqtada al-Sadr is in the lead. Sebastian Usher reports.
Inflicting territorial defeat on the Islamic State group does not appear to have carried an electoral bonus for Haider al-Abadi. He's currently behind two other Shia political blocs, one headed by the leader of a militia that played a big role in the victory over IS. But the biggest winner so far in the election is Muqtada al-Sadr, his international image until now still frozen in his days as a firebrand cleric battling US forces. Since then, he's reinvented himself as another kind of fighter against corruption.
A family, including young children, has carried out suicide bombings in the Indonesian port city of Surabaya, the second to do so in 2 days. A family riding motorbikes set off explosives at a checkpoint near a police station. Some of the attackers died. Indonesia's police chief, Tito Karnavian, said he hoped one of the survivors could help their investigation.
They are once again one family, including father, mother and children. Among the children, one survived. This child is the key witness, so we will first let her recover from her trauma and continue to investigate when she recovers.
World News from the BBC.